you missed Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, you can grab this catch-up anytime you like. But you can only grab Nando's $11 WTF deal on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. Grab a delicious quarter peri-peri chicken, four barbecue ribs or regular side for just $11 for a limited time at Nando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.
I think a thing that undermines all relationships, whether it's a relationship with a boyfriend, relationship with a parent, a sibling, a friend, is when
anyone.
You don't... Yeah, anyone. There you go. For anyone is when you don't communicate effectively and directly. Subtlety often ends up backfiring or it doesn't necessarily achieve the result you want. Here's a great example. A guy had a girlfriend. She obviously wanted to get married. He wanted her to lose weight. Didn't want to say to her, you've put on a few pounds and I'd like you to shift it. Instead...
Which wouldn't have worked using those terms.
And also,
what was that?
I like it. I want you to shift it. Could you move that into the spare room?
That's one approach that he didn't take.
You're the best.
He bought her an engagement ring and said, darling, here you go. Here's an engagement ring. She noticed it was one size too small, so it didn't fit on her finger.
Oh, brutal.
So he's subtly implying if you lose weight, the ring will fit. And then guess what? We're engaged.
Whoa.
They broke up. Yeah. So she dumped him and anyway, she went on to lose 4 stone, 4 dress sizes. And now she's happily in another relationship.
Good
so it's
her.
Sort of,
well
it's
done.
Really backfired on him though.
Well, not really. I mean, he wanted her to lose weight and she took all of her weight away, which is kind of nice. He got what he wanted.
It's like when I give Alex the wink.
Yeah.
She says, go away. So should I just open up and say...
Tell her how you feel about her, Fev.
You've misread this. You think he's talking about his emotions. There's one distinct emotion teeming through his body.
But no, I can think of...
Get off me! She rolls up a newspaper and smashes you outside.
I know a friend of mine was subtly trying to get her boyfriend to do more housework, and particularly she hated, and I agree with her on this, I hate making beds. But that's one... part of, I don't mind vacuuming, I don't mind washing dishes, I love laundry, I love lots of areas. Actually changing the sheets, I hate.
Right.
It gets your nails break, it's hard.
How hard is it to get the doona when you're doing it by yourself into the...
I know.
Oh my God.
It's all
corners,
you've
got to hold, it's a nightmare.
Oh mate, I'm with you on this one. I've talked about it before. I haven't cleaned sheets when I used to be a single man. I just used to vacuum them, leave them on my bed and vacuum them.
Well, she decided to boycott it, so just didn't wash the sheets. And she thought, great, this will be my subtle hint. He'll then go to that next step and wash the sheets. And he never did it. So then it backfired because she just slept in filthy sheets for months on end.
That subtlety that doesn't work.
Yeah, that subtlety that doesn't work. She's also the same friend that left empty vases around the house and hoped that he'd fill them with flowers.
Oh my God, that's the saddest thing ever. That's so heartbreaking.
She just left it empty by the front door, hoping he'd realise you need to put flowers in this. 13 10 60, subtle hints gone wrong. Have you tried it? Because sometimes you hope that subtlety avoids an awkward conversation. But maybe it's backfired. Maybe it's a relationship's ended. 13 10 60.
I'll take your calls.
Fev's still winking. I don't know what that
means. Stop doing that.
Stop winking at everyone.
Imagine Dragons Thunder on the Fox and your calls next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Sometimes people boycott direct communication and go for subtlety. It's when you subtly, leave a hint, hoping that your boyfriend or... I'm going to say I am being a bit gender specific with this because I think it's more of a female thing. I don't know that guys do a lot of subtlety or leave subtle hints unless I'm in a room of guys that do. Yeah. I mean, Fev's literally got a twitch now. He's winking
winking.
I don't know what that means.
With Nikki, I'm not subtle. I just crack it and go, I want to go on holidays. And she's like, where do you want to go? Like, do you need a break? I need a break. Why are we booking a holiday? That's as subtle as I get.
Ashley and Craigieburn. Hi, Ash.
Hi.
Ashley, have you left a subtle hint that maybe backfired?
So my partner never used to do the dishes, and I thought going over on holidays to Singapore would be a good time to try. And it was 1 week prior, so I didn't do any of the dishes. Went over for 2 weeks, came back, and there was about an inch thick of mold growing across our plate.
Oh,
yes, it was quite disgusting.
Ash, did you, as you were leaving your bags packed, you're about to walk out the door to go to the airport, did you just subtly get him in the kitchen to have a look around, darling? Anything we should do before we go?
Yeah, yeah. I said, oh, he didn't come with me. I went with a friend. And
oh,
he
so
said,
he stayed home.
He just lived in squalor while she's in Singapore.
I thought he was in Singapore with you. No.
And the house absolutely stank. It was disgusting.
I think direct approach is better with men. I don't, all this subtlety thing doesn't work, Fief. Just wash the dishes,
or
mate.
Cut him loose. I mean, that might be unfixable.
See, this is notorious with mates of ours. They were living in a share house and one guy was just terrible. They did exactly the same thing. But what he did is one of the plates broke in half. So he just used half of the plate. And that's how bad it got. He goes, I was just eating off me half plate. That's how bad men are.
I do this all the time with Schnooksy. Like, just say we've got a home game. So we've got a home game in 2 weeks. We're playing Darley. And I'll go, oh, geez, I think a few of the boys will be having a beer after the game. So, you know, I might get an Uber in. Just drop it real. Like, give me 2 weeks so I can work my way into her saying yes. Mm-hmm. You won't need an Uber, hun. You'll be coming straight home. Okay, sweet. But you always have to drop little hints. Oh, the boys are going to have a few beers. Oh, you won't have to worry about that because you'll be coming home with your children.
You've already had
15 years of going out.
Do you try to wink your way out of it? But no, then when I get home, no. Okay,
I just drop real subtle about having a beer. No, you won't need to do that, honey. Sorry, boys.
Christina and Wantana. The fun park's not coming. Christina.
Good morning.
Christina, subtle hints, do they work for you?
Oh, look, I'm not sure that's the case. My my now husband and I, when we were dating, he was absolutely horrible at getting his washing done. And I thought, oh, I've got to put him in some good habits before we move in together. So I thought, I'll just leave the washing basket in the doorway of his bedroom and the hallway and just see, you know, hopefully that's enough of a hint for him to actually pick it up and take it to the laundry and get the washing done. So I came back to his house a week later and blow me down if the washing basket still isn't sitting in the middle of his doorway. I said to him, you've been stepping over it the entire week. You've been stepping over the washing basket the entire week. And I said, you didn't think to pick it up and clean it. But, he missed the hint.
That's not even subtle.
No. That's putting an obstacle course in the house and still not getting the desired result.
Well, you could just pull a Brendan Favola, could you not, and throw out dirty clothes just to...
Yeah, back in the day, Alex does that to me. She does exactly the same thing because Mia will do the washing or Alex will do the washing and we've got a staircase to go up to our bedroom and she'll leave. They'll take all their clothes, but they leave mine at the bottom of the stairs all folded up. And I literally walk past them because I don't know.
You don't think they need to be put away?
Put away. So when I when I come down the stairs, like this morning, this jumper was on the bottom of the stairs. I'm like, perfect.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, worrisome news. I mean, I'm very worried for us, for everyone's safety in the world. A defiant North Korea. They've issued a fiery statement to Donald Trump, warning the US was getting on its nerves and that Kim Jong-un was currently studying a plan of attack, most likely on the Pacific American island territory of Guam. So Guam would be saying, cheers, thanks, Donald.
Thanks for that, mate.
Can you stop talking?
Well, I wasn't really worried about this, Boxy, because I knew that the rocket could just come over but had nothing in it. But now he's actually built that little nuclear bomb that he can put in. So I'm a little bit worried now.
Oh, yeah, Kim Jong-un, he is very unstable. Yeah. And I don't mind saying that. Because we always have a balanced view here on things at the Fox. Instead of having an interview with Donald Trump, which we usually do, we have access to the secretive leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un himself. So, the supreme leader of North Korea, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for dropping this little ditty. What a banger. Oh, wow, that North Korea tune. All right, guys, KJU and the who's who.
I'm really sorry about this, Supreme Leader, before we continue. I've got to be honest with you. I'm just a little taken back because, I don't know, I guess we thought you'd have a North Korean accent.
What are you talking about? This is a North Korean accent. Have you ever heard anyone from North Korea speak?
Well, now that you mention it, no, I haven't.
That's a good point.
Exactamundo, so let's get down to business. All right. I'm not going to nuke America, okay? What's the point? I mean, Don with his orange skin, he looks like he's been nuked already. Ow!
Yeah, but hang on. You're both saying some... I mean, you're using very strong language. We're all worried we'll escalate to warfare.
Ah, please. I like Don. Look, finally, I'm not the craziest bloke in charge of a country. You know, he makes me look even keeled. he'd be cray cray, and I know cray because I'm mates with Dennis Rodman. All right.
So can we get this on record? You're definitely never going to bomb them.
Ooh, well, never say never. I mean, you know, they do some stuff to rile me up. Sure, I might go for it.
Well, stuff like what?
Oh, you know, if they release this Game of Thrones season in two parts like they did last time. Oh, that did me noodle in.
Oh my God, that did annoy me too.
Yeah, I know. Look, honestly, guys, I'm a reasonable guy, okay? Ask anyone who I have at gunpoint and they will tell you this.
Well, that's kind of what we in the West are a little bit worried about. I mean, if you are a reasonable guy, like you say you are, why don't you just let democracy into your country?
Oh, everyone's up in me grill about that. Ooh, democracy. Ooh, that works. Ooh, look, at least I make decisions. Look at your democratically elected government. Ooh, I'm a Nazi politician. I can't make a decision. I need a plebiscite for people to tell me how to think. And even then, I'm not really sure I'll use it. Hashtag pathetic.
Okay, but at least they don't have huge egos like yours. I mean, you make everyone call you Supreme Leader.
Oh, all right. Well, no, calm your farm, all right, sweetheart. That's just an old nickname my uni mates gave me, okay? We'd be punching bombs. I'd order some pizza and they're like, oh, it's Supreme time again. Here's the Supreme Leader. He's here.
Oh, right.
Is that true? I don't believe you.
100%o. Look, the Leader of the Army is my best mate. His name is General Margarita. We love him.
Okay, just for the record, are you not going to bomb us?
No! All right, if I get fired up, I just take a deep breath. I think about what my dad used to say to me. He'd say, come here, look at me, don't drop a bomb, come here.
We're Aussie. Aussies are pizza.
Oh, yeah? You want to head up to Pyongyang, Big Rick?
Yeah, I'll hang out with Margarita and Supreme. Yum.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to have a little Mexican. Donald would hate that. He'd probably build a wall around it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I've often thought a tough job would be being a personal assistant because of the personal, yeah, the nature of the word
tough.
Personal.
Us three do it.
What? I don't have a personal assistant. That's you're not my personal assistants. No one in this room has a personal assistant.
No,
but well, not one that gets paid, yeah.
No, because think about it. It's so personal. Mm. So you're in somebody's life. You're assisting them with really personal things. And sometimes the closest I've been to it is I was a nanny. And I remember there were things like washing clothes. And I remember washing like the parents' underwear going, this is just no.
Brutal.
No, I reckon this is too close. And I'm bringing this up because there was an ad, it was in the States, in the classifieds, of two people. They're a couple looking for a personal assistant to work with them. And it's just the specific nature of the things you're asked to do as a personal assistant. Mm. So these were some things. If the person applied, was successful, they had to do these things. They had to watch Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley, so you wouldn't be successful if you didn't watch those shows. They had to be bohemian chic, so their clothing style had to be bohemian chic. You couldn't, they...
What sort of style is that?
It's sort of a bit boho, it's...
Gypsy-ish.
Gypsy-ish, oh, okay. Yep. Look.
You know when it costs you a lot of money to look like you woke up in a skip? You know how AB, our boss, he has his hair up in a bun and you know he's worked for hours to do that.
He's had the blonde tips too. Yeah.
Part of the job description was had to play with the dog. You must play with their dog. You also must be a former aquarium owner.
What?
Because they had an aquarium and they wanted to know you knew how to use it.
Yeah.
Very specific things.
Exotic fish.
No super tight jeans. Did not want anyone wearing jeans that were too tight.
Yeah, I'm done. They're missing out on that view, but whatever.
But isn't it? And I know friends who, I've got a couple of friends who have had the job of personal assistant or executive assistant. And there's always that one thing they're made to do that often is the deal breaker in their job. And I've got one of my girlfriends, the guy she was working for, she was his personal assistant. I remember when she got a call on a Saturday morning and he was asking where his newspaper was. And she went, nah, I'm done. I'm sorry. If you can't walk out the front door and find your newspaper, it's my weekend. I'm not coming to your house to find your newspaper. So she quit.
That's completely fair enough. In another life before I was a broadcasting hero, I used to be a graphic designer and I lived still in Detroit at home, but then I was working up in Thornby. I was driving it every day, right? And my boss, oh God, his kids went to Geelong Grammar and then they'd be there boarding. And then at the end of the term, he's like, oh, can you just pick my kids up for me? And I was like, what? And it's like all these kids haven't seen their families in 3 months. And I'm turning up in my Holden Barina to pick these kids up from Geelong Grammar. And they're like, who are you? I work for you, boss. Like, it's and no one from Grammar batted an eye that this guy could be kidnapping him. But I had to, and then drive him awkwardly for an hour in a conversation. Go, how was school? What do I care?
See, I reckon this is the case. When you, and you weren't even a personal assistant.
No, you're a graphic designer.
But 131060, if there's any personal assistants listening, now this, or maybe you have been and you no longer do that, what is the most outrageous or unreasonable thing you've been asked to do? We can use the voice disguiser. You may be currently employed and resent your boss at the moment. But this is purely personal assistants. Call in.
I reckon I'm one.
To Alex. Alex.
Some of the stuff.
You get given jobs, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, Febs.
Oh, honey, can you just get the towels out of the washing machine and drop them off to the studio because they need them? Oh, okay, yep. Then I walk in with the towels and the girl's like, you're on the hour. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, some would call it parenting, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to pick the kids up. I'm like, what?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're giving a shout out to personal assistants this morning. The truth is that job can be difficult at times because of the personal nature of it. Whoever you're working for may get you to do things that seem unreasonable. I mean, they're unexpected. And so we've asked Melbourne, the personal assistants of Melbourne, what have you been asked to do? Sarah in Brunswick. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. How are you going?
Good. Now, Sarah, you are on the voice disguiser, which is brilliant.
Yes, I am.
I gather you're still employed by this boss?
No, recently I quit, so just wanted to be sure because I know that they do listen to the
voice. And you want a reference and all of that, so obviously we are protecting you. But, Sarah, what did this boss ask you to do?
He used to bring in his daughter's homework for me to do. She was in grade 5. And I used to have to do her maths and English homework, plus her projects.
Wow. That is amazing. Sarah, yeah. I'm guessing, you were employed, you got paid, you just did what you were told. But did he have any explanation for the life lessons he wasn't giving his daughter as she goes out into the world?
He just wanted her to pass grade 5 because she was heavily failing and she had tutors and so forth. And she went to a prestigious girls' school. So he just said, I'd be very shamed and everything like that if she didn't pass. So would you mind doing it? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Now, says the question that needs to be asked, what marks did you get?
Yeah.
Oh, A+.
Oh, well done.
Yes,
well
winning.
Done. Say between
Job
the lines.
Done.
I tried to, but I was half a bottle in.
Helen in Hawthorne. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Fifi.
Helen, another voice disguiser. This is good. This is probably the juiciest segment we've done in a long time. Helen, you no longer work for this employer as a personal assistant, but what were you made to do?
So at about 3 o'clock each afternoon, I would take the mail home with me. And this particular day, my boss said, could you take this to, which was his stool sample, to the local pathologist.
No! Helen!
He was literally giving you...
How long did you have to do that for?
Just for once, and it's not funny, guys. I had to put it on the front seat of the car. The afternoon was about 32 degrees, and I had the aircon on up high.
Oh, Helen, that is unbelievable.
Okay.
Sounds like a job.
Gotcha.
Thanks for sharing. Now, Sally in Eltham. Hi, Sal.
Hi, how are you?
Sal, we've got you on the voice disguiser as well. now, you're still employed by this boss, so tread carefully here. What have you been asked to do?
I had to break up with his girlfriend.
Oh, come on.
For him? How did you do it, Sally?
Did you present him a stool sample?
No, he came up to me in the morning and said, this isn't working out. Can you do it? Oh. So I texted her. Now, she was under the impression that we actually had something going on, and that's why I texted her. And then followed a series of abusive text messages shortly after.
Oh, I bet. Oh, Sally, that's no fun. You looking for a new job, Sally? Are you quite happy there?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no.
Although, Fee.
What?
There's plenty of guys you haven't broken up with. It sounds like something you could outsource.
That would have been handy.
I think they've cottoned on by now.
Good stuff.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, we... Boxer, you weren't here yesterday, and I brought up a topic about Kit Kats and how in Japan they're 30 different colours, flavours, wasabi, soy sauce, pumpkin Kit Kats.
Wow, can't
we said,
wait.
Keep the original, original. And then someone called up about Big M's and saying how they've changed, but we just got a little delivery, and you were like, what's this? And it's from Big M himself.
He's beside himself.
And he said that I'm still original, so they sent in 4 Big M's. So thank you for that.
Oh, good on you for mentioning it. And I love Lexus, in case anyone
wants to see. It's 17 past 8 right now.
Send some in.
Hey, guys, you know how I always like to keep an eye out for people who are out there on the dating scene? No fun. I said the other day, Byron, that love
is
a battlefield.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Where is it? You mentioned it's
no love fun park.
No,
as well.
No, that was about my boobs. I said love is a battlefield.
What just happened?
And it seems that love is more of a battlefield than ever at the moment, because this is scary, guys. This is a dating trend. Ladies, beware.
What are you saying?
I have just been made aware of this dating trend. Are you familiar with it, boys? It's called love bombing.
I don't think it is what I initially think it is.
No, I think Byron's ready now. Remember, love's a battlefield.
Love bomb. Love bomb. I had that ready.
Not even what I wanted.
We're working well together.
Anyway, here's the idea. This is what's happening. This is what guys are out there doing. This is really manipulative behaviour. And 131060... couple of things. Guys, if you are love bombing, we'll put you on a voice disguiser. I want to know if this is a tactic that's
being
used.
Tell me what it is.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. So the guy likes a girl, showers her with gifts, text messages, flowers, bomb, like it's a love bomb fully. She thinks this is the man. Look at him. He's treating me like I'm a princess. I'm a queen. He gets what he wants. Boom, gone. Drops them. Absolute drops them.
Oh, this is wonderful that you brought it up, because like... look, he's a friend of the show, works with Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little. A1 for this.
He's I get up and he's good.
No, because I would always say to him, right, like when I'm dating, I go out at about a 6. And then if things are working well, I'll work myself up. So by 6 months, I'm giving her a 10, but she's like, wow, this is just on the up and up. Tommy goes strong. Doesn't matter who it is. He'll go real hard. And then I go, what happened to her? And he's like, nah. I'm like, mate, you took it of you, DeMont. Like, what happened? And he's like, nah, it didn't really work out. I'm like, this girl is befuddled. She's at 6 and 7.
Does it also give you a license, if you do this love bombing, to sort of not have to be as nice as you go forward, and yet they sort of linger for a while because you've been so nice in the first place?
Yeah, they're so nice, apparently, and then it's no nice. No niceties, no wrap it up nicely, didn't think there was any chemistry, so I'm going to move on. Just gone. Right. Just see you. Love bombing.
That's what you call a player.
Well, it is, essentially, but this is a tactic.
Love bombing.
That a player might use. Are you suggesting you've love bombed in your past?
No. I took Alex out for dinner and she paid for it, so...
What's the opposite?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
There's a dating trend called love bombing. Love bomb. Now, it's the idea is, and there are guys that are using, they've actually adopting it as a technique. You bombard a girl with flowers, messages, tell her you love her, she's amazing, make her feel like she's the only woman in the world, and then disappear, see ya. It's just a bomb, what I wanted, I'm out of here. It's terrible. It's mean-spirited. It's manipulative. I don't like it. Why are you laughing?
You can't just blame it on dudes. I know girls will be like, whip, 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 whip.
No, well, hey, I'm very happy. The article that I've read said this is boys. This is Psychology Today. They've said there are boys who are men, and they've got their own websites, their own chat rooms. They're master manipulators. Mm. And so if they're women doing it, I'm very happy to entertain their calls. Sharon from Melbourne. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sharon. Are you dropping some love bombs?
I have.
What have you done?
I've managed to pick up 2.
So, hang on. How do you talk us through love bombing?
It's actually a narcissistic trait that I've found out since. But, yeah, the first guy I met, I was actually moved in really quickly, you know, cooked dinner for me, cooked for my friends, had, you know, would do anything for anyone. Moved in, my money started disappearing and I was questioning it, found out I was paying all these bills. Oh, wow. And next thing I got an email saying it's over.
Whoa! So he's a love bomber and also a user. He's combined two great.
It's a bigger one than a sort of a, that's quite a domestic love bomb. That's
getting into someone's life, taking fleecing them for all they're worth, and then leaving.
Sure.
Can I just go on the record? Look, Tommy Little's not a narcissist. I kind of regret now the parallel. He's a good bloke. It's just that I just think his dates are a little bit too much. Sure. That's all I'm going with.
Anthony in Gladstone Park. Hi, Anthony.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, Anthony. Are you familiar with this technique, the love bomb?
Well, I didn't really think of it, but when you were talking about it, I just remembered my relationship at the moment, and I just thought, hang on, I love bomb my girlfriend, my current girlfriend.
Well, hang on.
Together for 3.5 years.
Oh no, no, well, that's just genuinely loving someone, Anthony. You're good. You're sweet.
Oh no, it's a bit different. I kind of put yourself in my shoes. I was a uni student. I literally gave her everything. I literally had $300 in my account. I went to probably $5 in my account every week.
Yeah.
And just showered her with gifts and presents. The first date was terrible.
But you're still with her.
The love bomb part is when you leave.
Anthony, you haven't bombed anything yet.
Yeah, but now do you send her invoices for that?
You're a sweetheart.
You're a lovely guy, Anthony. That's all you need is a financial advisor. Other than that, you're fine.
Unfortunately.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, it's our last chance to bring the attention and the conversation to a topic which we all need to be aware of, and that's homelessness. It's Homelessness Week. So before we wrap it up, we thought we would continue to listen to the incredible conversations you've had, Fev. You spent a night out there on the street. You met some people who are going through some tough times, some hard times, and you're bringing those stories to us. And I think it's so important for people to hear these stories.
Yeah, Boxy, nail on the head, mate. It's 22,000 Victorians are on the street at the moment. So I think it's 10,000 females, 12,000 males. And we've also spoke to Sonia yesterday, which you weren't here for, and she spoke about how living on the streets as a female was so different to a male because they fear for their life she was sleeping under a bridge. And we had some really good chats with some really good people, and it wasn't their life hasn't been turned upside down from taking drugs or drinking. It was someone got their hand caught in a thing, couldn't get a job, domestic violence at home, so they've just shipped out and they thought that's a better life. So, and then now they've got their lives back on track through the Salvation Army and Magpie Nest. And they've got some housing and also working at the Bourke Street Salvos, which they open up at 11 o'clock every night for the guys to go in and sleep. So it's not as cold. They get up to 150 people per night. So Brendan down there at the Salvos does a great job. And our last chat was with Trev.
I'm here at the Salvation Army with Trev. How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty good. You?
Not too bad. What's this? What little number you got on here?
Brisbane Lions.
I played up there for a fleeting visit.
You were pretty good. 18 games, wasn't it?
17 games. There you go. They were good games, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, were you from Brisbane or are you just an old Fitzroy supporter?
Yeah.
Old Fitzroy supporter?
Fitzroy.
So we're here at the Salvation Army. What does this mean to you to come in here and be able to get a feed and somewhere to sleep?
It was really good. I first came here in 2010, and now I work here.
Oh, you work here as well?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's just, my life has just changed around quite dramatically, yeah.
Yep. And so 2010, you started working here.
No. I came here for a feed.
You come here for a feed?
Yeah.
And how long have you been on the streets for? Before then?
I used to work for this place for 12 years and then they closed down and I got a massive payout and I had a gambling and drinking habit.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long for the money to go.
Yeah.
And got evicted from where I live.
Mate, I don't know how that feels. I lost a lot of money on the punt too.
Yeah.
Lucky I had a nice missus that looked after me.
I know, it's pretty terrible. And I had nowhere to go. End up on the streets and no money in my pocket. And came to the Salvos and got a feed down in the cafe. I was just called the Life Centre back then. But yeah, so they've looked after me ever since and changed my life around. I went to Centrelink to
get on the dole.
Get on the dole, and I didn't have enough ID.
Yeah.
And the Salvos paid for me birth certificate so I could get enough ID.
Yeah, 100 point ID.
Yeah. Yeah, they really looked after me. And then they opened up this sort of gambling thing, and I joined that. to get off my addiction. And
Are you off it now?
Yeah.
And how long? When was the last bet?
It was over 3 years ago.
Jeez, that's good. Well done, mate. So you've gone from earning some good money, lost it on the punt, got another job, went bankrupt, come here clean. Now you get to feed people that were in your situation.
That's exactly right.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel real good. Yeah. Yeah. Because I know a lot of them from when I was on the street.
When you're on the street, yeah.
And it makes me feel really good.
That you're being able to give someone some food.
And a lot of them look up to you as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mentally, you've got to get yourself out of that addiction.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's the hardest thing. So that's a credit to you too.
We tell a lot of these people, you've got to want to change your life.
Yeah, you'd be a great mentor for some of these guys.
Yeah.
That's why they look up to you, mate.
That's right, yeah.
Just bagged for the wrong side.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Pleasure talking to you, bro.
All right, thanks a lot, bro.
Well done, man. Good luck.
No worries.
Well done, man. Good effort, man. That was awesome.
No worries.
Thanks, man.
There was Trev there for All Part of Homeless Week.
Yeah, Trev, so good hearing these stories. You spend a night out there with these people, and head to fox.com.au. You can see lots of these stories, and similarly, do head to homelessnessaustralia.org.au because if there's anything we can do, and I think we can all look inwards and think about others who are struggling through winter and don't have a home.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
131060, the number, calls with the amazing stories. I've got one. It's not mine, but it's one that I came across when we were at the snow, Mount Buller, and we haven't had the chance. We didn't do Is It Amazing last week. So if you don't mind, you can judge it. Not my story, so you can say
I've
it's
got
terrible.
One after you.
Oh, jeez, good.
You've really sold this one in. Well, come on, ba.
Okay, so Ben Turner, one of our staff members, who's not here today, unfortunately, great bloke. Ben works in our promotions department. We had a party on the Friday night there at the snow, and we're playing pool with a complete stranger who we met there at the ski fields. Can't remember what the bar's called, Kuta or something?
Yeah, Kookamonga. Well,
that's in Bali, man.
Well, whichever one is up there at Buller. Anyway, I've just put the picture at Fifi Dave Fev Byron on Instagram. Look at this. They're tattoos on both the right and left wrist, exactly the same.
What do you mean?
Never met each other. So they've got an elephant on one side.
Can you hold it up? I can't.
And then a compass, like a sailor's compass on the other.
So one of them's got, one's got a sailor's compass on their left arm and the other's got an elephant on their left arm.
Mm.
Why is that amazing?
No, but there's four arms there. There's two people. They're matching, but they've never met.
Okay,
same tattoo.
So what you're saying, the amazing bit is that both their right arms have a star on it.
But they're not the same, though.
Very, very similar. And then an elephant on the other wrist.
But they've both got elephants?
What are the odds? Yes, they've both got separately.
Okay.
Have a look at that. And by
no,
the way,
I'll pay that.
Leave your comments underneath. I think that's amazing, personally.
I mean, there's a random compass that's just been thrown in.
Strange that Byron's got that picture on his Instagram account.
It's on the show.
Strange man.
Yes, it's amazing.
Two random strangers have the exact same tattoos on their right arms.
Come
and
on.
Sort of similar tattoos on their left arms.
Come on.
I've got an amazing story.
Yeah, if you tell the stories, you can't push the buttons. That's the deal.
Yeah. Okay, Fev, I want your amazing story.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of listeners in this morning watching the show who won a prize, and the two little boys have come in with Carlton jumpers on. One's got Cruisers, one's got Cripsy's number on their back, and anyway, I was just having a kick of the footy with the two boys.
Yeah.
Past great of the club. And I said, how lucky are you boys today going to go into the school show and tell and just say you kicked with an absolute champion? And they said, who? And I said, Fev. And they go, who's that?
Yes, it's amazing.
Should we send this down to marketing to say the billboards are working?
No, I just showed them Google 2009 against the Bombers kicked eight.
Did you show the photos that you Google of yourself that you show us every day?
What, with my abs and that?
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah. They're hot.
That's amazing.
131060 is the number.
Yes, it's amazing.
We will take your calls after the break on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
We're taking your amazing stories. Mary Lynn in Taylor's Hill. Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi, it's Marilyn.
I thought it might be Marilyn.
That's
all right. Uh-oh. Like a country and western star.
That's all right. Hi, guys. I've got an amazing story.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I've got to be quick because I've got my newborn with me.
Oh, go for it.
I was taking my son to school one time last year, and as we were driving, a car in beside me and I had to stop because there was a little kid in crossing the road. So we stopped, thought it had gone, proceeded to drive my son to school in Airport West. So we got there, dropped my son off, came back to the car. All I see is this little kitten crawling out of under my car. Geez, that must be the, it was the same kitten that had stopped that I let pass.
What?
Well, I thought had passed. Yeah, sorry, go on.
So it somehow attached itself to the car?
Yes, correct. So it's crawled under my car. Anyway, so I thought, what do I do? I was running late to work. I rang my husband. As I got off the phone with my husband, it had gone. So I thought, oh, that's okay. It's gone. Proceeded to go to work, which is in Brunswick. So I got on the freeway, driving 100Ks, got to work at Brunswick. All I could hear was this meow. Stopped my car, parked it. This kitten comes crawling out from under my car. So it had gone back under. Yeah, gone back under my car.
And you've driven all the way?
All the way. Doing 100, like, you know, 80Ks.
Under the car?
Yes.
Come on, guys. Come on. Surely I'm pressing yes. It's amazing.
Yes, yes,
now, did
yes.
you keep the cat?
No. Well, everyone at work is telling me to keep it, but I couldn't. I got a dog that probably would have,
The fact that your newborn's now going to school that quickly is really amazing.
No, that was my...
Anyway, look, let's just give it one. Yes, it's amazing. I mean, a cat hanging on for dear life for 100 kilometres under a car. That's extraordinary.
You never say that about somebody calling the show again. Let's just give her one.
Sorry.
Feel comfortable with that.
Mary Lynn, about that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Marilyn.
You're Marilyn.
Laura from Windvale. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura.
She's headed back to Dollywood, so.
I can't believe how many kittens are around Nashville.
Laura, I'm so sorry. What's your amazing story?
That's a really one to hard to follow up by, but I'll try my best. So my friend, I was always the sort of single girl at work, and my friend was like, oh, I have a really great guy for you that I think you'll get along with really well. So I was like, okay, cool. So we went on a date and we really hit it off and it was awesome. So I went home, and obviously this was a couple of years ago, so I was telling my parents all about it. And then he went home and told his mum all about it. And he's like, oh, and his mum's like, so tell me a bit about her. What's her name? He's like, oh, her name's Laura, and this is, and she does this and this. And she's like, oh, what's her last name? And I said my last name, and she's like, mate, that's your second cousin.
There's a small world. You love a second cousin story, Feb.
We get one every week.
I know, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
why not?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Come on. Yes, it's
amazing. Now, the question is, did you go out again?
No, it was lucky there was no kissing or anything like that either, so we didn't get that far.
Still, that's a little bit wrong.
And finally, David in St. Albans. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're great. We're really keen to hear your amazing story.
Give me something to blow my mind, David.
Oh, it's pretty good, at least to me anyway. Anyways, for me, a group of friends, I'm the only one with the car license, so we're on our way home once from an activity, and I was talking about, hey, you know what, maybe I should become a taxi driver, you know, charge you all. And we're all joking around, but having a good laugh. We're down Victoria Parade, and we stop at a red light, and I noticed the car in front of me was a yellow taxi. So far, oh, that's funny, that's a yellow taxi. We looked to the side of us and behind us, and also the front left, front right, back left, back right, it was all yellow taxis. So the whole, all around me, it was all taxis.
Just what you just said, I'm going to be a taxi driver.
Oh, right. I don't reckon you ever tell that story ever again.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a sign from above, that's what I reckon.
I think it is. Right. And now, David, are you a taxi driver?
No, I work at KB Windows at the moment, run my own side business.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about then mentioning $1 million? Then you're surrounded by three of them.
In fairness, if he's in the city, there's a lot of taxis. That's not unusual.
I mean, he was in New York. They're everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, the Uber's out there, so I've just...
Fair enough. Thank you, David.
What did you play?
I said it's amazing. I just gave it to him.
You gave him an amazing.
I've said that once
you're
before.
Really, really, really making this segment. That's not an amazing story, mate.
David, we've got a protest that's been lodged. I know you thought it was amazing. This feels like that moment on Top Model where they got it wrong. Unfortunately.
The winner is La La Land. That's not amazing.
There we go. I'm so sorry.
Now I have a better weekend.
Get David off. Thank you guys too.
There he goes. David from St. Albans. We're out of here.
What's we happened? Are. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hopefully that catch-up filled you with lols. Get filled up with Nando's $11 WTF deal this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Grab a delicious quarter peri-peri chicken, four barbecue ribs and regular side for just $11. For a limited time at Nando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.